Sessions stopped in Tallahassee Thursday to reiterate President Trump's commitment to addressing the opioid crisis. He says Trump included some bold goals when unveiling a new three-pillar plan earlier this week.
He set a goal for us. We're going to reduce the prescription opioids by 30% over the next 3 years. I think that's doable. It's something I have known we need to do. The plain fact is we are prescribing too many opioids in America today. I think most people know that. And we've got to be careful about it. It's causing addiction. And people who get addicted don't just walk in to a treatment center one day and come out the next and not be permanently impacted.
Another goal Trump announced relates to stopping drug dealers. The president suggested that crackdown should include the death penalty, and Sessions says he began implementing the president's order Wednesday. He says drug dealing often leads to violence and even murder.
These gangs murder people on whims sometimes. They're off deliberately providing drugs that result in deaths. So we will be careful how we handle these cases, but we will not hesitate to bring a death penalty when it's appropriate.
The third piece of the president's plan relates to treatment. He wants to increase support services for people who are addicted. The Trump administration has also created a website called The Crisis Next Door. It encourages people to tell their stories about how opioid abuse has impacted their lives or their families in an effort to increase education and reduce the stigma associated with addiction. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.